this just tells you this overall architecture, which is sort of trivial. This is how it's done at the moment for WoW. This is, WoW is a nice name, but on the way out, because this is too Oracle specific. So it's extremely simple architecture. You have a web client. The web client sends information, typically through a form, to a web server. The web server has a CGI script, which is essentially a trivial CGI script, which passes, in the case of Oracle, which passes the information onto a database server. These live typically on different computers for security reasons and general infrastructure reasons, though they could run on the same computer, of course. And then the web, in the case of Oracle, there is a, Oracle provides a set of PL SQL. PL SQL is Oracle's, is a programming language supported by Oracle. It has essentially a set of routines to decode the form, the input form, and to generate the HTML. So Oracle provides you the subroutine to read the input and produce the output. And the handouts that tell you some examples of how to do it, and there are actually some longer tutorials on the web on my webpage because I taught that in my class. PL SQL, in my opinion, this, although I think at one stage PL SQL maybe still is an important corporate advantage for Oracle, because the future is JDBC, the Java Database Connection, this architecture will not be preserved. Here you have this integrated architecture where the database has the programming in it. JDBC, the programming is sitting in a Java program which then accesses the database. And I think one's bound to use the JDBC architecture because it's vendor neutral, whereas this is vendor specific, albeit a dominant vendor specific approach. So I see this technology like CareWeb and the Carrier, which we built using PL SQL, it's fine, it will continue to run, but it's not where it's not what we'll do 6 months from now. Now it's not quite obvious what you do because we're in transition, but 6 months from now, I'm assuming we'll use JDBC. Next file.